I can hear you knocking, I can hear you calling at my door where the lamplights grow dim. In the street where lovers go walking, I'm a fool and the world knows far better than me. And everybody knows where the mighty river flows, where the secrets of this life unfold. But not me, not me, I wander forever. I'm a fool, and the world knows far better than me. I had money to squander, had it all in my young naive hands. But now it's gone, I've lost it forever. I'm a fool, and the world knows far better than me. And everybody knows where the mighty river flows, where the secrets life unfold. But not me, not me, I'll wander forever. I'm a fool, and the world knows far better than me.
That was The Hello Strangers with The World Knows How Better. The Hello Strangers are sisters Larissa Chase Smith and Brecken Chase. They come from rural Pennsylvania and write wonderful roots songs with an earthy Appalachian feel and fabulous harmonies that chill you to the bone. They describe their music as original Pennsylvania fried sister folk, which is a fair approximation of how it makes you feel. These girls have it in spades. Their first full-length self-titled album, The Hello Strangers, is already among my favorite albums of 2014. We caught up with them at home in Pennsylvania. So it's great to talk to you today.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Well, you know, I've got to say I'm very excited. I've been wanting a Hello Strangers interview since I first received the CD.
The first time
here we are at last. I know we have played a lot of phone tag,
yeah.
But the first time I listened to your CD, I was blown away, absolutely
blown away. Thank you.
It's great to talk to you both today. What I'd like to do to start off is I always like to ask, well, how did you get into music? And obviously your sisters, you grew up together. So I'm going to give you a chance to talk about that. How did you discover music? Is that a family thing? Is that part of your upbringing, or is it something you discovered through your education?
It's definitely part of our family upbringing. Our grandparents were both, our grandfathers, I should say, were both professional musicians, and including our grandfather, Ron Chase, who played with Les Brown's big band and recorded with Doris Day, which is why we did Que Sera Sera on our album as a tribute to them. And then our father is a musician, and he is a jazz pianist and always, always, always had music playing in the house. Both our parents did. Our mom is more on the classical side of things, but there was always music playing, always a lot of singing and just boisterous fooling around with music and doing plays in the living room and such.
So the Hello Strangers album, now that's your first album. Have you recorded anything before this?
We recorded a 6-song EP that has pretty much all of them except, I think, for one, all of the tracks that are on our full-length album. But we redid them, obviously. And then we did have a demo that we did in Austin in when we first started doing this. I think it was around 2006 that we recorded that. That was just an acoustic demo, which was how we started, of course. So it's neat to listen to the different transitions of what we've become since. But
well, you know, the thing that gets me, and I need to understand everything about this album, because I was saying exactly how it is. The first time I put it on, I was like blown away. I love the way you harmonize together. Is that something that, again, that you got used to doing when you were young, singing together and, you know, just being able to pick the harmony perfectly?
Yes, we would, not necessarily in this genre. We should say that Americana and roots music, we didn't start writing in this, specifically in this genre, until 2006 when we were living in Austin, Texas. But when we were younger, we really did sing a lot together, and we have two other siblings. And they're both musical in other ways and are both fine singers. And we would all just sing, you know, while we were doing dishes and try to work out harmony parts. And, you know, I was writing back when I was about 13 years old, 14 I started, 13 or 14. And, you know, so, I mean, we were already sort of doing all of that just naturally in our home environment.
The thing is that, I mean, I know a lot of people have described your harmonies as chilling, but they really are. And I don't know if it's the production. Again, is the production on this album is wonderful. And I know that you actually made this album, I think, didn't you get an Airplay Direct? You won a competition or something that allowed you to do this? Is that the way it happened?
Yeah, that's correct. Gosh, what year was it? 2012, January, very beginning of the year.
Yeah, is when we won
the contest.
And it was specifically for Americana. So that just kind of, you know, roped us in right away. So it was win an Americana record deal. And that's how we got the opportunity to have a really wonderfully produced album via IMI Records out of Nashville, Franklin, Tennessee.
Steve Ivey.
Yeah, with Steve Ivey and Sound Kitchen Studios. So that was kind of how we got the sound that you like. I'm glad you like it.
Well, I'm sure I'm not the only one that likes it. Again, and I apologize to our listeners who think, oh my God, you're really gushing about this one. But I am not kidding.
You're our number one fan.
I know. I'm sure I'm not just the... This album is definitely—it's in my top 10 of the year already, and I'll have trouble imagining that, you know, bearing in mind there's only 3 months of the year left, that it's possibly going to get bumped out because it's fabulous. Now, you write most of the songs, because I think on this album there is 11 songs you wrote, and then two covers, one with by Jim Lauderdale, and then Que Sera Sera.
Yes, that's right. We wrote all the other 11 songs.
So, do you write together then?
Sort of.
Yeah, it's a weird process, I guess. Larissa plays the guitar, so she's good about just sitting down and writing out melody and chords and charts for the band. But I'm not so inclined when it comes to instrumentation. So when I think of a melody, I'll just hum it into my phone while I'm working or whatever in the car, and I'll bring it to Larissa. I'll write words to it, and I'll bring it to Larissa, and then we'll work out the melody, well, the chords more, and harmonies.
Yeah, when I write, I usually come to Brecken with more of a complete song, if mm-hmm. that makes sense. And then when Brecken writes, she has everything done except the accompaniment. And then we usually don't bring it to the band until it's fully formed, as in the harmonies have been created and we kind of know the song, have rehearsed it, and Although the other night at rehearsal we did, Brecken just kind of sang me one of her new songs and I put the chords to it right there. And then we actually involved the band later on in rehearsal after a quick break and kind of laid down an arrangement, which was another just fun way to do it. It really just depends.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the songs on the album. The song we played before the interview was The World Knows Far Better. Tell us a little bit about that song.
I wrote that one, Larissa. I'm Larissa. I wrote it thinking about just the concept of feeling like the world knows something that you don't. And just feeling, you know, those moments in life when you feel like a fool. I can't say that I was writing it completely autobiographically in the moment. I wasn't feeling blue or anything, but I just started strumming the chords on my guitar. And oftentimes, if you're an instrumentalist, if you just play a couple chords that you like and you start to think about it in terms of a song, the chords create a mood, and that just brings about different imagery in your head. And so I just got an image of being inside a house and being sort of trapped, and the world is outside and happy, and you're just you feel like you need to go out and be with the world, but you just can't, you know, something's keeping you from doing that. So that's kind of how that all started, and it just kind of went from there.
You know, I was going to say it must be the music, because when I put my headphones on and listen to, I start with the first song and it's like, okay, I'm not going to stop listening to this until I get through the whole album. But it does have that feel about it. Do you write quickly then when you write a song? I mean, obviously you both have a slightly different style, but do songs tend to come to you quite quickly?
Usually, I'd say.
It depends. Like, yeah, when you actually have the time to sit down and write it, you take advantage of the time and things start to just come to you. It's kind of weird how it works, but
I'm a little superstitious about waiting too long to finish a song. I know some people really like to let it simmer and give it time and space to breathe and grow and become formed. I tend to find that if I don't get it written while the idea and the mood and the is fresh in my head, that it's going to disappear and just sit on my desk, so to speak, and never get finished. Runaway was actually one that took me a while to finish, and it made me very uncomfortable until I got it done.
But generally you find that they come pretty easy.
Yeah, there's this one new song that we're working on that I started writing, and then I showed it to Larissa at a rehearsal, and we started, you know, doing the accompaniment thing, and we just couldn't finish it. So we haven't had the time to like sit down together and write it. But I think once we have that time together, it will come to us and we'll finish the song. It's just one of those songs, which is a rare thing nowadays for us, because we're usually writing separately, where it won't be done until we can work together. It's weird.
We're going to take a break in a few moments because I do want to play another song from the album. But I'm interested in the band you play with, because I get the impression, obviously, there's some great musicians on this album. Are these people that you get to play with regularly, or are these people that came together in Nashville to record the songs that ultimately made the album?
Is in our touring band. The guitarist, Spencer File, who's on the album, he's in our touring band. And then our other two in the touring band, Tom Hoy and Trent Renshaw, were not on the album. Steve had a lot, you know, a whole roster of people that he really likes to work with in Nashville. So most of them are Nashville musicians.
Well, we're going to play another song from the album. I thought it might be fun to play What It Takes to Break a Heart. Was that planned to be a single? I know that there are two versions of it, because there's a word that I think in the U.S. they may have issues with. We're a little bit more relaxed in Canada, so we don't worry about that. But
yeah, I suppose you don't. So I can say it.
Yeah. Well, we don't say it too often, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
It has the S word in it.
S word.
Yes, the four-letter word, the S word.
It was planned to be a single. I think our producer really thought that might be, you know, a good single, so he encouraged creating the radio version without the S word.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that song. Can you, anything about the recording of it?
I wrote it about just, you know, just a breakup song, but we wanted something more raucous for shows, live shows, kind of like a sing-along deal. And, you know, we just thought, hey, whiskey, wine, and beer, we usually play at bars, so it's like, it's a good couple things to get people to shout back at you. But as far as the recording goes, we had, I don't know, it was just, there wasn't really much to it. We knew the energy was there, and we had our producer did some backup vocals with some of his musicians for the whiskey, wine, and beer chorus. And, you know, we had the great Carrie Marks on there playing guitar. And that was awesome. We got to meet him. He was the only musician we got to meet of all them, mm-hmm. of all the wonderful musicians on the album. Besides Jim Lauderdale, we did get to meet him.
Right, because there's one of his songs on there, too. We'll talk about that in a few moments.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fascinated about this song because it is incredibly catchy. I mean, when I play it, I will be singing it for the rest of the night, wandering around the house. Whiskey, wine, and beer, which is that time of the day when we're doing this interview. But is this a song you would play at the beginning of a set, or does it tend to come later in the set when you are playing live?
We usually wait till the end, till people have had a couple of whiskey, wine, and beers in them to sing along, and they're loose, and it's just a fun way to end the night.
Well, it's a great song. Let's play that just now. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall. My guests today are Larissa Chase Smith and Brecken Chase. They are the Hello Strangers. They released an absolutely fantastic album this year. It is entitled The Hello Strangers, and the song we're going to listen to just now is What It Takes to Break a Heart. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall.
I got a good man. No, he never done me wrong. I got a good man. And I knew this would happen before long. I should be saying sweet nothing. Some feelings crept on me, and I got to let this lover go. Lord knows I need the courage before it becomes a shit show.
Whiskey, wine, and beer is what it takes to break.
That was the Hello Strangers with What It Takes to Break a Heart from the self-titled album that I realize I'm gushing about, but hey, every now and again, you get an album that you just want to tell the world about, and this is definitely one of those albums. My guest,
keep pushing, Jan. Just keep it coming. We love it.
My guests today are Larissa Chase Smith and Brecken Chase. Now, you guys, you live in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, correct.
I know that you have this wonderful phrase on your website. It's actually on the first page when you land on it, and I love it. It's the Pennsyltucky Fried Sister Folk.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have a T-shirt with that written on? Because I think I might need one.
That's a great merch idea.
Yeah, I definitely think it needs Hello Strangers and then that underneath, and that would be perfect. And I would take one.
We were really sort of trying that out. We haven't really asked many people what they think. Do you think that it really describes our music well? Do you like it?
I absolutely love it. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's nothing I don't love about your music. I'm going to actually steer the conversation into the live show just now because, to be quite honest, I'm looking forward to the time you come to Canada. We'd love to see you up here as well.
Oh, yeah, we would love to come.
Yeah. I know you're not that far away, but... tell us a little bit about your live show. I know you play a lot of shows because I follow you on Facebook, but tell us a little bit about what people get to, you know, what people can expect when they come to a Hello Strangers show.
Well, just imagine the best day you've ever had and times that by 10. And that's what it's like.
Wow, that's setting us up.
We need to deliver now. It's a very dynamic show.
Yes.
I think the album sort of displays this, but I think our music has a broad reach, you know, in terms of a dynamic mix of genres and tempos and pleasing different ears. And, you know, we have some very sentimental and introspective songs. But then we also have, you know, songs like What It Takes to Break a Heart that are more rowdy and breaking beer bottles. You think feel like there should be beer bottles clinking in the background of the song. And a lot of the times at our shows there are. So, you know, it really spans the breadth of emotions and it's fun. I mean, we really kind of get silly sometimes, and the dynamic between us as siblings, we both have very different personalities, so they can sort of be seen up on stage as well.
And the guys we play with are great.
Yeah,
bring their own awesomeness to
our
the
drummer
show.
Has very very amazing facial expressions.
Yep.
Trent, while he plays, and he's well known for having a very expressive face, and we don't get to see that, and a lot of the time I forget,
because
our backs are to him, but we always hear comments after the show about how great he is to watch.
Well, I'm sure it must be a wonderful show. Now, you have played festivals as well, I presume?
Yes.
Yeah, because I would love you to apply to some festivals up here.
Oh,
I
great.
Think
yeah.
that you, Canada needs to meet you guys.
Yeah, we're going to try to do even more festivals next summer now that the album's out. Last summer it was like just getting started, and so we really want to use it as leverage for even more festival performances.
Obviously, this album is out. You mentioned it took a little while to actually finally get there, but you're there. You're working on new songs. Can you talk a little bit about future plans apart from obviously touring this album?
Well, we definitely feel like this album was sort of one of our radio promoters calls it our calling card. So we would be, I think, it would not behoove us to stop with this album. We really feel like we're just starting to make connections in the industry and making a name for ourselves. And so I think we will try to do another album within the next, you know, couple years. So hopefully releasing it within the next, you know, obviously the recording process takes some time and we need to finish creating the material, which we hope to work on a lot this winter. We might slow down our gigs a little bit in January and February when the weather's bad anyway. And it's supposed to be another bad winter, at least in Pennsylvania. So we're just going to try to do some writing and get some more material for a new album and hopefully start working on it
And yeah. are you likely to be working with Steve Ivey again?
I think there is a good chance. He's definitely interested. We're interested. Obviously, nothing has been set in stone for that yet. But because it really does feel like we just released this album, you know, I mean, we did. So I think we're just kind of seeing where this goes and letting time guide us in that way. So.
No, that's great. I did mention Jim Lauderdale's name because you have a cover of his on the album, What You Don't Know. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to play that just now because we are going to go to another song at the end of this interview. But tell us a little bit about why you chose that song.
Well, our producer, Steve Ivey, it was his idea. He knows Jim. He works with him a lot. And he said, you know, how would you girls feel about, you know, having Jim on your album? We're like, well, I guess that's okay. Jeez. No, we were so thrilled. And, you know, he said, we'll pick a song from his expansive library of songs. And he's written so many songs, great songs. So we just fell on this one. We just thought it was... his version is different, so we rearranged it to have more of a Hello Strangers vibe. But he and John Leventhal wrote it together. But, yeah, we just decided on this one and got down the arrangement and recorded it. And it was actually the last box to check off for the recording to have him come in and sing, and it was great. He's a pleasure to work with and super nice guy. He saw us at the AMA conference and in September and said, I really love the album, girls. He's like, thank you so much for having me on it. And we're like, thank you. You know, thank you for making the time. So it was a great experience, and it's really, you know, opened doors for us, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's been great to talk to you today. I feel very privileged to be able to have this interview. I do love the album. I'm sure it'll do very well for you. I almost feel like saying, please remember me later, but seriously.
Oh, we appreciate it. You've been kind of with us from the beginning with this album.
Well,
release,
so. when I first heard it again, you know, I realize I'm repeating myself, but from the first time I heard this, I said, wow, what a great album. I will also send you a testimonial.
Love a testimonial.
Definitely. Yeah.
I'll send you a testimonial in the next few days. Because,
okay, that would be great. We really appreciate you spinning... You know, yeah, the record, and it's great.
And working so hard and so long to set up this interview.
That's great. We're going to play one song to finish. I thought we could play Runaway. Would that be okay?
That would be great.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that one. I know you mentioned a little bit before, but just tell us a little bit about how that song came about.
I wrote it, Larissa, and it was basically written right after I became a mom in 2012. I wrote it in the spring. And it was kind of about the idea of wearing many hats as a professional. And my husband and I both run a business, and then we run the band as a separate business. And we're very much entrepreneurs, and we work from home and just kind of create our own work life. So obviously that's wonderful in many ways. And then you add a child to it. You really do have to wear many, many hats every day, and it's a lot of balancing. And so you can tend to feel like you're, you know, running essentially from one thing to the next all the time.
Well, it's a great song. I'm so pleased to be able to play it on Folk Roots Radio today. I wanted to thank you for spending the time with us today. Our guests today have been Larissa Chase Smith and Brecken Chase. We're going to listen to Runaway from the wonderful new album from the Hello Strangers. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jen Hall. And thanks again for a great interview.
Oh, thank you. This is great. I'm so glad we got it done.
Strung out to a size 2 feet, I'm a fever. Before the drugs set in, before relief begins, I'm a cliche. I've been beat like a horse, but the race has just begun. Beat like a horse, but the race has just begun.